Hi, and welcome to the Commit Your Dream podcast, where we dive into the lives of developers at CleverTech who have taken the reins on coding their own life. Learn and get inspired about how you can create a customized solution to live the life of your dreams.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Commit Your Dreams by CleverTech, where we seek to share the unique stories of our talented developers here at CleverTech. I'm your host, Trevor McDonald, and today we are here with Luis Lunga. Luis has been with CleverTech for just 7 months, but he has such an enthusiastic personality and enjoys getting involved in our remote community that I just had to invite him on. Thank you, Luis, for joining us. Tell us about yourself.
Thanks for having me, Trevor. It's a pleasure to be here. And also welcome to you as a new host of this podcast. Let's have some fun.
Hopefully it's not my last. But let's start off by what is it you do here at CleverTech?
At CleverTech, I'm a JavaScript developer. I'm actually a full stack developer, but here I go for the title of a backend engineer. I'm more enthusiastic about business, about that area of knowledge. I can do a little front end, but I'm not too good at it. So I prefer backend development, working with microservices and AWS and all those hyped technologies I always wanted.
Nice. Fun stuff. And I know you've just been here at CleverTech for a short while so far, but how long have you been working in tech?
Been working in tech for 10 years. I was not always a developer, but I think I have a pretty long background up to date.
No, awesome. That's good to hear. We love hearing about the background of everyone that we have on our team. But now tell us about yourself. Who are you? Where are you located?
Well, I'm 34 years old. I'm located at Santa Catarina, Brazil, in a city called Jaraguá do Sul. It's an indigenous name, but it translates to Lord of the Valley. It's pretty interesting because the city is really at the bottom of a valley here. We're surrounded by mountains and have a few rivers cutting the city. So it's really beautiful. Everything around is a good place for hiking. There are many waterfalls and those kind of things. So lots of place to visit.
Sounds like my kind of place to hike. I hope you hope you share pictures with us one day.
Absolutely.
And but tell us something interesting about yourself that most people don't know.
One thing interesting about me is that I was always a self-taught person. For example, I learned to speak English by myself. You'll notice that if I say something obscenely wrong, that's the reason. I learned to develop myself. I always learn everything I know at some point by myself. And then I go for courses and I went to college just to build a solid foundation for what I knew. And one totally random fact about me is that I know how to drive a forklift. That is something I learned as well in one of my past jobs, and I think it's really interesting.
Forklift certified.
Yeah.
Can't say I meet many of those, but that is pretty cool.
I mean, not many of those that are developers nowadays.
No, that's fair. That's fair. What was it like growing up around where you are? Have you always lived in the same city that you are now?
Oh, I always live it in the city. That's also something that I want to change. I want to start exploring the world, and remote job is something that I was always looking for to be able to do that at some point. So these are not so in the future plans for me.
That's great. But how was what was family, your family life like when you grew up? Like, how were you raised? What was your childhood?
My story is I'm the only child, the only spoiled child in my family. My parents used to live in a farm when I was a kid. We were like really poor back then, like miserable. I lived in this farm until I was 6 years old. But my parents had a problem to solve because I could not go to school where we lived. They decided to sell the property they had and buy something closer to the city. They worked really hard when they moved to the city. My mother became a dressmaker. My father, a construction worker. They had little knowledge. I would say they went from zero to hero like in a few years. When I was already a teenager, a young adult, we already had like a comfortable life. They totally changed their reality back then, and it was a very good progress in life for me.
That's great. Good to hear. We love hearing success stories like that. Very inspirational. But what about your hobbies? What kind of things do you like to do for fun?
One thing I really like to do is to drive. So I try to.
Are you driving a forklift, or do you have other vehicles?
No, I don't. I don't definitely not don't have a forklift at home.
That would be a sight to see for sure.
No, but I really like driving my car. So I try to glue a few hobbies together. One thing I like to do is to grab the car on the weekend and drive to a nearby city. There are many waterfalls, mountains, and very good views to visit around here. This is something I try to do at least once a month. I can call that a hobby. I think I should get into photography. I'm not really into that yet, but I think it would be better if I took a registry of those trips, because it's really beautiful.
I get that too. I find myself when I go for a hike, I'll be like, oh, sometimes I wish I knew photography or I had a camera. I would probably get bored, and I just like to enjoy the moment. So I can definitely appreciate that. And when you're driving your car, do you listen to music on the way?
That's the thing. I don't like to listen to music when I'm driving. I like to go below the speed limit, just enjoying the moment and looking out the window and those kind of things. So it's a really introspective trip for me. It likes to clean my mind, and I don't like to get distracted by music when I'm doing that.
The noise. I have the opposite. I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna get stuck with my own thoughts. And now, do you have any bucket list activities?
My bucket list is travel around the world and visit as many places as I can.
Well, lucky for you, when you work remotely, that's an option that's on the table for you.
Yeah, working on that.
Awesome. Now, tell me more about your journey and how you became a software developer. How did that start?
I was helped by destiny to become a software developer because of my family background. I was, I would say, naive about the world, about everything. I just wanted to work on a big factory that existed in my city. And I went to a few interviews there, and I failed because I'm really skinny, and they considered me weak for the job. But at some point, they decided to give me a chance as an office boy. And then I became a spreadsheet expert on that job, because I really started learning that thing. And at some point, other departments started asking me to build those fully automated spreadsheets I like to. And that got me really hooked into solving problems through technology. And I was like, hey, this is fun. I like to do this. I should start studying this more. And fast forward a few years later, here's the fun story. I was studying a little of the development by myself, and I saw this opportunity for an internship into a small company in my city. But I did not know you need a college to be an intern. The manager was like, hey, what are you doing here? You don't go to college. You can't be an internship. And I was like, hey, please give me a chance and all. So he said, yeah, okay, let's do a test here. I have a few questions for you. One of them was like, write an algorithm that solves this kind of random problem. And I looked at him and say, hey, what is an algorithm? He was like, what the hell are you doing here? You have absolutely no talent for this. He hardly explained me what was an algorithm. And I was like, hey, I know what it is. I just did not know that word. I nailed that test, and they decided to hire me. And then that's when I started being a developer and improving every day since then.
That's great. That's a great story too, because it seemed like it had lots of twists and turns. I was like, I didn't know where it was going to go next. I'm like, is this a success story, or is this the first time you got your hopes crushed? could have gone either way. So, but that's awesome. And did you end up going back to school at all, like for any formal education?
Went to college way later in my career. I was already almost a senior developer. I went to college just to catch up with whatever I was learning was correct, was the right thing being applied on a more scientific level. And it was really fun because I built a good network in college, and that's the main reason.
Yeah, no, that's good. It sounds like you have the best of both worlds. You have that that self-taught learning that you succeeded at, and then you also have that college university experience where you can work with peers and kind of network and meet other people who are going through maybe some similar things.
And it's really important, because as a self-taught, sometimes you learn things the wrong way, or you can learn a lot, but you have to unlearn a lot as well, because sometimes you go the wrong way and you have to fix that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I had an old coach in school who used to say, yes, practice makes perfect, but if you're practicing the wrong thing, you just get really good at doing the wrong thing. So it's good to have those checks and balances every now and then just to make sure you're on the right path. But how did you get involved in CleverTech? I think that's the golden question, what we're trying to solve here on the podcast for all our viewers who are interested.
Before joining CleverTech, I started working as a freelance because remote work was something important for me. Even before the pandemic, I thought that this is something I should invest on. That's why I started working as a freelance. And the values I had around this idea perfectly meshed when CleverTech reached for me on offering a job. It was like, hey, it's my dream coming true, but instead of being alone, I'll have the support of a whole company, a solid company to help me achieve that. So yeah, it came at the right time in my life. So it was just a perfect match for me.
Awesome. And you mentioned CleverTech had some of the same values that you do. What are some of those values that you find most important?
I think it's in the CleverTech motto: freedom, mastery, and purpose. Just by hearing those words, I could identify myself.
You almost took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, what does freedom, mastery, and purpose mean to you?
Well, for me, purpose is not only the thing that keeps you motivated and those kind of things, but it is a reflection of your core values. You always be motivated to do something if you're not in an internal fight, saying, hey, I should be doing something else. I should invest. I should not be here, and those kind of things. So it is important to match those, your values with a company's values, because otherwise your life becomes a burden. And my purpose is also to be helpful and evolve every day. For me, working in the tech industry and here at CleverTech, it puts me in the perfect environment to exercise that on a daily basis. We are always limited by the things we don't know, so and things we're not comfortable with. So we always need to sharpen our tools. It not only makes your life better, but it's a non-optional step. You have to be a master at what you do, unless otherwise you'll just start procrastinating and avoiding all the challenges life brings you. And I would say that freedom is like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's the prize you earn for your hard work, for introspecting and knowing yourself, knowing where you are around. Based on my history, I would say that we're always... We are born bound by the environment we are, by the conditions. But if we don't like that, we need to fight our way out. Freedom is having the strength and the tools to fight whatever you don't like to. That's freedom for me. You want to work your way out of whatever you don't like about your life.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's very poetic. It's nice to know that you're taking control of your own destiny. Now, here's a doozy of a question maybe, but... what's one thing that you've learned at your time here in CleverTech, or even before CleverTech, something that you learned that you might want to tell your younger self?
Well, I still consider myself from yesterday younger. Any advice I give here, I would give myself like yesterday. Don't be too insecure about yourself. Take the leap, take more risks, take more responsibility. Every time you did that, you were scared, but it paid off. It was an improvement in your life. So if you could do that earlier, if you could do that more consistently, please do it, because your future self is going to thank you.
Oh, awesome. That's great advice. Getting out of your comfort zone. And for our viewers out there who are listening, where can we connect with you online? Do you have Instagram or Twitter or anything like that?
I'm not really a social media guy. I think the best place to reach me is on LinkedIn. It's Dash Luis Fernando Langa, my complete name. Maybe we can add this to the description later. LinkedIn is the best choice for me.
Awesome. No, that's excellent. And that's great to hear from you, Luis. And thank you. And that's all the time that we have today. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. And thank you, Luis, for spending time with us today. And thanks again.
Well, thanks for having me. It was really fun.
No, it was a pleasure. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have an incredibly ambitious goal to reach 5,000 subscribers by the end of the summer. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to us if you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the follow button. And if you genuinely love this podcast or feel like your friends and family could benefit, please share it with them. You can find us on Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn by simply searching CleverTech. And don't forget to check out our careers page if you're ready to commit your dream.